I'll be reading John 8, verses 31 through 36 in the Eastern English Standard Version. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say we will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess I don't need any introduction anymore. It's been a while since I've been here. I know that because my name is misspelled in the bulletin. Thank you for... How do you spell Al? A-L, yeah. Very good, Joe. J-O. Well, it's great to see so many of you here. I would like to think it was because you heard I was coming, but I know the truth is that you knew that Joe and Bonnie were back, so that's really... I hate to disappoint you, though. I'm going to be speaking. So, anyway... thank you all for coming. Welcome to Franklin Hill Presbyterian Church. A wonderful, wonderful church. I was at Larry Coy's party just down the road here a ways, and I was talking with a number of people and telling them that I was going to be speaking here this morning. And you know what they said? They said, "Man, they are a wonderful group of people." And I said, "Yes, they are. They really know how to love, and they love even me." So what does that say, right? So anyway, thank you for inviting me back. And as we begin the service this morning, or my message this morning, I should say, I'm going to turn your attention to the slide to my right and have you listen to it as we celebrate 4th of July, which is one of my favorite holidays to celebrate. We're free, right? We're Declaration of Independence. Hopefully it'll be loud enough.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And
feel free to stand up.
Next to you, and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota, the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I gladly stand up next to you
all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, thank you. You may be seated. I don't know. Am I turned on here? I guess I am. Okay. Not that I need it. I'm loud enough anyways. But I'd like to ask you this morning, when you think about the 4th of July and you think about our freedoms, your freedoms, what freedoms are you most thankful for? Anybody want to speak up and say?
To be here.
To be here, yeah, yeah. The freedom to worship, to be here. Amen. Anybody else?
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. Amen. Yeah. Anybody else? Tell them what you told me this morning, Deb.
Not having to wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah, I posed that question to her this morning. She goes, "Well, I'm glad that I'm free not to wear a mask finally, you know." So.
About the freedom to worship as God's people, as a community.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Yeah, we love our freedoms, don't we? And go ahead.
Freedom from oppression.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be mentioning oppression here in a moment. So you're stealing my thunder there. You know. No. No, I'd like to pose the question, how free are we, really? How free are you? You know, we live in a time in where our freedoms are threatened. Many of you said that you missed us and so forth, and we were away on our honeymoon, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, was it? I don't know how long we've been married now. I'm in trouble. But we were away a couple weeks ago, and there was this march that had to do with your sexual orientation and so forth, and you know, everybody was on TV talking about it and so forth. And I got to thinking about it, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, is it freedom that we're talking about, or is it rights? You know, because with all that's going on, you know, it's all in the name of freedom, and then they talk about rights. You know, what rights? Right, I have the right to change my sex if I want to. Right, I have the right to kill my baby if I want to. I have the right to determine whether I die and when I die. Our freedoms are being threatened. All in the name of, I have the right. What rights do we have? Do we have those rights? Is that really what freedom is all about? I wrote the Declaration of Independence here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Amen?
Amen.
Right? That they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think what's happened is we get in trouble. Where's my marker here? Here we are. We get in trouble. Yeah, we all have a right to life, to liberty, but this whole pursuit of happiness, see? And really what it boils down to is, what makes me happy? What makes you happy? Okay. Will it make me happy if I choose to change the way that God has created me? Is it going to make me happy to kill my baby? Is it going to make me happy, or do I have the right to kill myself when I want to kill myself and how I want to kill myself? What in the world's happening to us? Right? Are you all with me on this? Yeah. And You know, and it's all in the name of freedom. And I would like to say, how free are we? You know, ask that question. How free are we really? You know, our rights, I believe, as Christian people, are being threatened all the time. And I fear, I really do. I'm glad that I'm 71 years old, because how much longer am I really going to live? But I fear for our young people. What's it going to be 20 years from now? And I would like to challenge all of us, myself included, what are we going to do? Are we going to stand up for what the Declaration of Independence was all about? You know, the Declaration of Independence was framed around the Word of God. Do you know that? They were Christian men and women. And it was framed around the Word of God, the very Word of God. And that's what governs our freedom. That's where our rights come from. And I would encourage you to turn with me to the scripture that my wife read to you. And I'm going to read it once again. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide, notice this, if you abide, what's it mean to abide? To live in, through, out the Word of God. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the what?
Truth.
The truth. And what about the truth? And the truth is going to what?
Set
you free. This is truth. There's no politics here. This is the Word of God. This is truth. Right? And the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are offspring of Abraham, and we have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say we will become free? Then Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son of God remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be what?
Free.
Free indeed. You know, so what are our freedoms? You think about sin, right? And sin is not something that's really popular to talk about. Even in our churches across America, I'm sad to say, not very often is the word sin even mentioned. And yet, the Bible is all about what sin is and what sin's all about. Have you ever sinned? Yeah. We all have sinned. And what does it say? If we have sinned, we become enslaved to sin. So we're all enslaved because we're sinners. See? Now, when I think of being a slave or being enslaved, right, it's about bondage. Right? Is there any freedom in bondage? Today we celebrate freedom, the Declaration of Independence, right, from England way back when, right? No more tyranny, right? We are, right, free. And when I was preparing this message, I was looking into freedom and so forth, Googling this and that, and, you know, Martin Luther came up, Martin Luther King. And boy, I was inspired when I listened to his message, you know. Free! Free indeed, right? I mean, wow. Freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. But you know, the only real freedom is found in Jesus. It's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. As it says here, right? That he is where freedom's all about. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Now, what does that mean, to be free in Jesus? Well, going back to our sin, right? You know, I became a Christian when I was 7 years old and taught Sunday school, started teaching Sunday school when I was 12 and became a youth leader when I was 16, a youth pastor when I was 21, and then went to Bible college so I would really know what I was doing. And there I found out that it wasn't so much about being a youth pastor as the adults are actually even going to listen to me. So I pursued that, went to seminary and so forth, and then I realized that God was using me to minister to people through counseling and the Word of God. And so then I pursued a doctorate in pastoral counseling. And I love the church. And you all are the church. But you know, there came a time in my life where I was really, really depressed. And when you think about being a pastor, you know, it's like, oh, wow, it's great to be a pastor. You know, Joe's cringing already, you know. He knows where I'm going with this, right? But let me tell you something. The ministry is a very, very lonely place. It's a very, very lonely place. And you live in a fishbowl, you know. And I was in ministry all of my life. And I used to have a saying, and I did whatever it took to help people, to minister to people. But I didn't take care of myself. And I lost myself, and I became very, very depressed. Didn't even know it. Recognized it in everybody else, you know. Didn't even see it in myself. And, you know, I fell into some sin, and it changed my life. You know, because when you think about sin, let's be honest, right? Sin is fun. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. It's fun. You know? You want to forget some things? Ah, yeah, I'll have a few drinks. And then, you know what? Ah, you know what? If I get drunk, man, I don't have to think about anything. Or drugs, or whatever it is. Or sexual sin, or whatever it is. Right? It's fun! For a time. And then the consequences of sin, right? Reap havoc on you. Right? And what do we do? What do we do? And I know we all have sinned, but think of the most grievous sin that you've ever committed. What do you feel when you sin? Feel guilty? I do. And when you think of the most grievous sin that you've ever sinned, right, you're going to feel guilty and you're going to feel ashamed, right? But I'm here this morning to say that freedom comes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Christ died not only for the penalty of our sin, because you realize that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's no judgment anymore. You realize that? When Christ died on the cross, he took upon him the judgment and the penalty and the punishment for my sin so that I am free. Hallelujah. Think about that. Is there any greater freedom than that? If there is, please speak up. Because I want to know about it. And what are we free from? The punishment, the penalty? Yeah? Mm-hmm. You know, and I get that. I went to school. Right? I know all about, Christ died on the cross and, he took upon him my punishment, to hell. So I'm not going to hell anymore. And a lot of times when we think about our sin, we think about it as fire insurance, right? that Christ, he saved us from hell. But you know what? You and I are living here on earth right now. And we're conversing and relating back and forth as husband, wife, friends, family, so forth. And what do you do with the guilt? What do you do with the shame? What do you do with the condemnation that comes? Right? With the judgment that comes? What do you do with that? A lot of times, we don't think about the death of Christ as giving us freedom from guilt. We don't have to feel guilty anymore because he cleanses us. He washes it all away. And Isaiah says he washes us as white as snow. Think about that. Think about the freedom that you enjoy this morning if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. And the shame, He died not only for the punishment, fire insurance, right? But for my shame. That I can stand up here. And you've allowed me to come and to speak to you. I can stand up here despite my sin. And boldly proclaim the word of God. Why? Because he washed me as white as snow. And he's washed you as white as snow if you know him as your personal Lord and Savior. And that's freedom. That's freedom. And I thank you as a congregation, and I thank the church in general who doesn't pass judgment, right? Who forgives and who lives out the word of God in how you treat other people, how you think about other people. Because it's not up to us to punish. And you know what? God says there is no condemnation to those who are what? In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Think about that. You can say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I tease you about being the chosen frozen. So I was talking to Jeff last night and I said, I think I said something about, or you were saying something about, I always say that. And so I'm remaining true to my word here, right? But you all can say amen, right? I mean, this is the word of God. This is truth, right? And what other freedoms do we have? Well, I'd like to flip over real quick to, in closing here. I know you got a busy schedule today. Turn your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 54. And if this doesn't rock you to your socks, I don't know what will. I mean, man. Verse 54. When the perishable, that's our bodies, right, puts on the imperishable, and the mortal, our bodies, puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have guaranteed inheritance by going to heaven and enjoying an eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Death is a result of sin. You realize that? Right? And when we think about death, we all fear death. Ah! Right? But you know, the older I get, the more I'm there, bring it on. Bring it on. Because that's where freedom is. Right? That's where the joy and eternal bliss will be. And that's freedom that is given us only in the Lord Jesus Christ. It isn't found in politics. It's not found in the Declaration of Independence. It's found in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And with that, I want to encourage you this 4th of July, the very day, right, the 4th of July, to embrace the freedom. What we have in America, it's wonderful that we can come and worship together. And I can proclaim the Word of God to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That said, remember that our freedoms are being threatened. And it's up to you and it's up to me to proclaim the Word of God and what real freedom is all about. And that's what I want to leave you with this morning and challenge you with this morning. Will you take that challenge seriously? Will you go from here and proclaim the Word of God? You know, it's great to see. I mean, there's not a whole lot of seats left here this morning. Hallelujah. Joe, you must be doing a good job. There you go. And you know, proclaim the Word of God. Fill this place. These people love you. God loves you. Proclaim the Word of God. And I challenge you to do that this morning. Shall we pray? Father God, I thank you for your Word. I thank you that the Word of God is truth. And the truth sets us free. And thank you for the fact that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's in His name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.